There are a few passages that we were told to memorize when I was in preaching school. I'm about to turn to this one so you recognize, you realize just how well I remembered it. It is, and one of the ones for the book of Numbers was Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. And that's pretty easy to remember. It's a nice little palindrome, 3223. Numbers 32:23, and it reads, "But if you do not do so, then take note. You have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." You know, a lot of people think that they can go about their lives and live in such a way that they're as if they are free of any consequences of their sin, as if they don't even care what God has to say. They just go on through their lives and enjoy their lives while they're either living in sin or committing sin and not even caring one whit about the possible consequences. As Sam was talking about earlier, what if you lie? Man, beware. Your sin will find you out. In that case, whatever that situation, I'm not sure what situation that was, if he did lie in that particular situation, what would happen if you were found out? What would happen if you were found out? Well, not good things. It would depend on who he's lying to, what the situation was. And as Sam has said, we've all been in that situation where we've told an untruth. Was it found out? Very likely. Sometimes, for me, my own conscience gets in the way that if I'm in that situation and I do happen to lie, well, then I have to make it right somehow. But as with anything, our sin is going to find us out. You know, an interesting thing about that is, when will our sin be found out? The thing is, we don't always know. We don't always know when that will be. Paul says something about that in 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 24 and 25. He says, "Some men's sins are clearly evident." Some men's sins are clear. I mean, you can see it from a mile away. They are a sinner and you know it. They don't even care. "Some men's sins are clearly evident, preceding them to judgment. But those of some men follow later." Their sins, they are experiencing the consequences right there at that time, and they go through to judgment to that point. But those of some men follow later. Sometimes the consequences come after. "Likewise," verse 25, "the good works of some are clearly evident, and those that are otherwise cannot be hidden." So we find in verse 24 that there are these people, again, who have such sin, such a sinful life, that they are, again, they had been found out before they had been, before judgment, before they were judged, before their passing. And then some weren't found out until later. And that may be the case. I don't know when my sins will be found out, whatever they may be. Some of them are private sins, and only I know about them. Some of them are more public, and other people know about them, but they will be found out. You can't hide things from God. In fact, Solomon says at the end of Ecclesiastes, you know, we love the passage about this is man's all, fearing God and keeping his commandments. But there's a verse that comes after that. Verse 14, "For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil." Including every secret, man. If that doesn't send chills up and down your spine, I don't know what will. Because, I mean, you know what you've done. I mean, some of us have good memories, some of us don't. But I mean, if half the things you remember are true, then man, that's tough. That's tough. You know what? I'm glad, though, that we have someone to bail us out. We have someone to bail us out. Yes, our sins may find us out. And you know what? He'll bail us out of eternal consequences, but he will not necessarily bail us out of earthly consequences, because we all have to pay for our sins. You know, I put the Rutherford Weekly article on repentance, and David, he was forgiven of his sin. He did not have to face eternal consequences for the adultery and murder that he did, but he still had to face earthly consequences. And that is something that we have to face too. We might have an earthly consequence to our actions that could harm relationships. It could, depending on how severe it is, it could send us to jail. It could cost us a promotion. It could do all sorts of things that will hurt us in the long run. Better not to sin than to sin. But whatever we face here on this earth, whatever earthly sins, whatever earthly consequences we have to our sin, if we're a Christian, if we have the blood of Christ, if we continue to walk in that light, even if we stumble from time to time, that blood cleanses us from all sins. And those heavenly consequences, those eternal consequences, won't be something we have to worry about. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. He has sent his son to die for us. He has sent his son to die for us. How amazing is that? If, you know, for all of us, you know, we have, in fact, in that very passage, I alluded to 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. Earlier in that passage, if you say you have no sin, you deceive yourselves and the truth is not in you. We all have things we're working on. We all have sin that we're trying to get rid of. All those things that Sam mentioned earlier in the class, some of us are dealing with those things. We're all dealing with something. And we all might have to face those consequences earthly. But if we work on them, continue to walk in that light, we can have that hope of heaven. And I thank God for that. Man, if you need to make things right with God, if you need to come before us and perhaps even confess something, I encourage you to do that. If you need to ask the prayers of the congregation for something, I encourage you to do that as well, because now is the time. Now is the time to get right with him. Let's do that. Let's do that. If you already, and that's for those who are Christians. If you're not a Christian, you can become one today. I know everyone in here who's accountable has done that. But for those who are online, I don't know who all is watching. If you need to obey the gospel this evening, you know, I know you're far away. You're not here with us. But you can contact us. Let us know if that's something you want to do, and we'll make sure that it happens, that you can obey the gospel here this evening. How do we obey that gospel? Well, we got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, repent of our sins, turn away from them, so that we can do what's right. Do what's right. Confess his name and be baptized for the remission of our sins. That's immersion in water. And I encourage you, if that's something you need to do this evening, let us know about that, and we'll do what we can to make sure it happens. If you need to make things right with God, please let us know as we stand and as we sing.